Okay, Baruch Hashem, a lot of excitement at the top of Pesachim, Dav Gimel, Amud Aleph, Kachim and Taras. In the last year, we ended by gaining our feet wet a little bit with some of the basics, some of the yesodos of Tumah in general, and more specifically, the process of becoming Tahar. And even more specifically, Tumas Yoledes, and how Yoledes becomes Tahara. And we said we opened the discussion last time by noticing that the tevila is of the four things in the world that can become mekabel tuma, adam, kelim, ochel, and ashkim. So typically, adam and most kelim can become tar through a process that includes tevila b'mikvah. And even if you weren't a mekabel tuma, but you're an avah tuma, you're tamei not because you received it, not through transmission from somebody else, because you or it is. A mace is tamei because it's a mace, not because it became tamei from the mal hamavis isn't a tamei. A mace is tamei because it's a mace. A mitzora is a tamei because he is a mitzora. Nida, yoledas, so on and so forth. So even avos hatuma, we have a person who is an avatuma who has the capacity to become tar again, so that process invariably involves tefillah b'mikvah, and a second step, which is haruv shemesh. That's what we spoke about last time. Tefillah b'mikvah, so now the tumah reduces. You become sort of the equivalent functionally of a sheni l'tumah. You're allowed to eat chulin. You're not going to make chulin tameh. You're allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. But when after tefillah b'mikvah, before haruv shemesh, you're still somewhat tameh. You call it tevul yom, someone who tovel that day. You're still not allowed to eat truma or karbanas or go into mikdash. Like, sort of like a sheni l'tuma. And when Harav Shemesh comes, when Seis HaKochavim comes, so you stop being a tevul yom. For most tumos, you're done. For most tumos, Harav Shemesh makes you fully tahar. There's a handful of tumos which are exceptions. And one of those is yoledes. A handful of tumos where the Torah specifies that after Harav Shemesh, at some later point, you got to bring a karban. Or a set of karbanos, and until you bring those karbanos to complete the tahara process, you're called a mechusar kippurim. You're missing your mechusar, your kippurim. You're missing your karbanos. So even less tamei than the tevil yom. So once you have harav shemesh, so then you're allowed to eat teruma. But if you're originally a tum that needs the karban, so you're mechusar kippurim. You still cannot eat karbanos or go into beis hamikdash. The equivalent, functionally, of a shlishi l'tuma, that you're safe with truma, but karbanos and beis hamikdash are still off limits. Usually, for most mechusari kapara, you bring the karban. You can bring the karban next morning. The next morning, you can bring the karban, and then you're scot free, and then you're totally tar. And so yoledes is not only exceptional in that yoledes is one of the few avos hatuma that requires the karban. Yoledes is super exceptional. She's going to be a tevulas yom aruch. She's not just going to stay. She's not. Her harav shemesh is going to take a long time, all the way. She's going to go to mikvah. She's going to go to mikvah after 7 days of tum if she was yoledes zachar, or after 14 days of tum if she was yoledes nekeva. But she's not going to complete the harav shemesh and then bring the carbon next morning until weeks, months later. She's going to bring her carbon on day 41 if she is Yoledes Zachar, if she gave birth to a boy. She's going to bring her carbon on day 81 if she gave birth to her girl. So, and it's only after that that she's fully Tahara. Okay. I left you last time with a question. So, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. All these dinim right now are irrelevant. A woman who's Yoledes goes to Mikvah, Bizman Hazeh, but that's not for Tumah v'Tahara in the classical sense, that's for Isur v'Heter. You know, as with Anida, there's both Isur v'Heter, so the Isur l'Baala, the Erva of Nida, and that's what mikvah accomplishes nowadays, but woman goes to a kosher mikvah, but she still doesn't become fully Tahara, in part because we're all Tumah anyways, Tumas Meis, but also because she cannot fully complete the Tahara process because you don't have Karbanos. Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. If a Jewish woman, alive in the days of Bias HaMikdash, of Bias Mashiach, Binyan Bayi Shlishi, and Baruch Hashem, she's had several children. She's built a family. She's had a number of children, 3 children, 5 children, 7 children, 9 children, whatever the number is, Rabbi Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed her with. So how many karbanos is she going to bring? She'll go to the Zamikdash, Betupim and Mecholos, and she's going to bring her karbanos. How many sets? The Torah says, you saw in Parakeet Beis, beginning of Tazria, you bring a chatas and an olah. But how about she's had, so usually, in Bizman HaBayis, a woman has a baby, and then 40, 80 days later, she brings her karbanos. And then maybe a year or two later, she has another child, and she'll bring in the next set of karbanos. Here, we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash, so she's been storing up. She has one child after another child after another child. How many karbanos does she bring? She brings just one. Once you had the one, and now you're done. Or you have to bring per child. Which one should it be? So the answer to that and other questions lies in our sikha. Let's take a look at the Gemara inside. Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara, you remember, was trying to solve the or issue. Mesve Marzutra, Mamash, the very, very top. Mesve Marzutra. Marzutra was trying to bring a raya about or. And his raya, we're working through from Psachim to Zvachim, and now to Krisos near the end of Seder Kachim. The Mishnah on the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis and Maseches Krisos is quoted here. They tell you on the side, it's a Mishnah in Krisos and a Mishnah in Maseches Adios. It's quoted here by Marzutra, the top of Gimel Alf and Maseches Psachim. And Apelas Ar Lishmonim V'Echad. A woman has, she already gave birth to a child. And she gave birth to a baby girl. She gave birth to a baby girl 80 days ago. And now she becomes Yoledes again. How can she give birth again so quickly? That's very short. 80 days later. So the answer is tragically, this second pregnancy did not survive. The second pregnancy, she had given birth, and she had gone to mikveh, and she conceived again, but the fetus didn't make it, and she lost the second pregnancy. And she was mapeles, she loses her pregnancy, or lishmonim v'echad, on the or of day 81. So now, if a miscarriage beyond 40 days, if she was pregnant for at least 40 days, so then, and then she miscarries, so that does generate a new din of Yoledes. Even though, tragically, the baby didn't survive, she gave birth to a... I'm sorry? You don't sit Shiva because the baby wasn't fully alive, but it is considered to be a Yoledes, based on, please, Drasha Sapsukim. Now, don't necessarily go... hand in hand, even though it wasn't a viable birth, but she still is Yoledes, assuming that the fetus went past the 40-day mark. The 40-day mark, Chazal says, that's the Yetziras Havlad. That's Yetziras Havlad, that's when the fetus attains a new level of, from an additional level of life. That's probably because soon after day, on or after day 40, is when quickening happens. That's when the fetus begins to attain independent circulation, independent heartbeat. So there's a certain degree of life to the fetus. So if she loses the pregnancy after that point, that's why we're talking about Yoledes Nekeva. Yoledes Nekeva, you have 80 days. So she went to mikveh after day 14. Now over the course of those 66 intervening days, she became pregnant, and then she loses the pregnancy, she miscarries the or le shmon of echad, or it becomes clear from context, even the night of 81. So Beishamai Potra Mikarbon. You have a question?
So what happens to the partner from the gospel?
Interesting question. So Ariel's asking if she, if a woman miscarries her pregnancy, so whoever that baby was supposed to marry, who's Gosh Baruch going to work that out? That is an interesting question. Rambam talks about that, the Gemara in Sota, Bas Ploni, the Ploni a little bit, and he has a letter, he talks about it, he does a little bit in the last parak of Shmona Prakim. The Rambam points out clearly there is Bechir Chavshis in the world of Shiduchim, because otherwise, since the Halacha has rules about whom you may or may not marry, so clearly if it lends itself to Mitzvahs and Averis, there is a degree of Bechir Chavshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach, but there's still Bechir HaChavshes. And moreover, so maybe there was no Hachraza. So in a Hanami, this baby didn't survive. So there was no Hachraza in Shemayim. This baby is going to marry anyone in particular because this baby was not meant to marry. I think that's a simple solution. Yeah, question. What's the idea? That's a good general question. Maybe we should save it in greater depth for Thursday night. You want to know in general, why is there tumah shel lettuce? It's a good larger question in terms of the time to crow. Why are certain things tummy? Let me just say one thing for now, which is a pattern that actually lettuce breaks, which is that I think Hirsch points out that almost all the avos hatumah have to do either with death or with a lost chance at life. Right. So you have mace and nevela and sheretz, and then you have shechva zera and nida, also are lost chances of life. Actually, Yoledes is an outlier because Yoledes there is life. This is the start of new life. So why there should be tumah is a good question. The Torah does say, you saw in the psukim in the beginning of Tazria, the Torah is definitely drawing some sort of equivalency between nida and yoledes. Obviously, anatomically speaking, there's the bleeding has a certain parallelism, but functionally, obviously, it's exact opposite. This is a pregnancy that led to a birth, so it is striking that there should be a tumah. That's a good question. Again, it may have to do with the parallels that do exist to nida, perhaps. Let's jump back into the specifics that the mission increases. Talk on mission increases, so you can either look at increases Dav Zayin, or you can look at Tzach and Dav Gimel. So again, so Beisham Beisil of Machlekes, what would be the din if she miscarries, so she has a second Leda, tragically not a live birth, but for Tumah Shel Lettuce purposes, a second Leda on the night of 81, the night before she would have brought the Karban for the first child. So does she have to bring a carbon for this one or not? So Beshamay Potrimi, carbon Mesil Machaiv. Beshamay say you're Pater, and Mesil say you're Chaiv. So what's the, what as far as the Khan al Khan? So Beshamay say Beshila, excuse me, Beshamay. Maishna or Shimon of Yachem, Yom Shimon of Yachem. What's the difference whether she had the baby the night of 81, or of 81, or the day of 81? Which obviously makes it very clear that R means night. We're contrasting R. Or payal versus yom payal. If shiva lo latuma lo yishma lo karban, it's the same for tuma. Why should it not be the same for karban? In other words, what's based on what? Why Beisil saying to Beishamay? As Rashi points out in Mishna, halo atemodim lanu, the third Rashi in Gimel Rav. You agree to us, Beisil say Beishamay. Shem lo hipila halayla, v'hipila lemachar. If she would have miscarried the next morning, the morning of the 81st, shechayeves. You would agree to us that she's chayev. That, by the way, answers our question from before. Why does everyone agree that if she miscarries on the morning of 81, she's chayeves carbon? Chayeves carbon, by the way, means chayeves. Two karbanas. She's already chayev a karban that she's going to bring on day 81 for the live birth, hopefully, that she had 80 days ago. Right? The question is, this second leda, which sadly, tragically, was a hapala, tragically was a miscarriage, so you chayev a second karban for the miscarriage. You already chayev one karban. The question is, you now chayev a second karban for the second pregnancy. So, and they still say to Beishamai, and Beishamai are not disagreeing, if she was Mapalas, or Yom Pe'alev, she's ready to be Chayev as Karban. Why? Because at that point, she was already eligible to bring the Karban for baby number one. Once you're eligible to bring the Karban for baby number one, and then you have a second child, so then you're just like Bizman HaBayis. A woman Taka brought her Karban for baby number one. And then a year later, she has another child. She has to bring a new carbon for child number two. So, Basil is saying to Beishamai, don't you agree to us that once you're, even if you didn't yet bring the carbon, but you're already chayiv in the carbon for the first one, so at that point, the clock starts ticking again. If you have a new child, a second child, then It's a rei mechayev a new carbon. The first baby was rei mechayev a carbon. You're already in the zmana carbon. So you now have a second baby now, or even a miscarriage now. That's going to create a new chiyev carbon. So just pause there for a moment. That means so bezmana zeh, we live shal bezmana bayis. So a woman has a baby, and a year or two or three later she has another baby. So clearly it's way after the yom payal. We have not had the opportunity to bring karbanos because we don't have beis hamikdash. But fundamentally speaking, it's 80 days after a baby, woman has a baby girl, or 40 days after a woman has a baby boy, and the yom payalf, the yom lamadav, the yom memalf, so she's chayevet to bring carbon. She can't. Okay, but fundamentally, she's chayevet to bring a carbon. And even Beis Shammai agree, once you actually hit the day when you could be bringing that, you ought to bring the carbon right now. So even though you haven't been mitzias brought it, you haven't actually brought it, once you're chayevet to bring the carbon, so that already... that now you're ready, available, susceptible to create a new chi of carbon with the second child. So what's it? So Mary Yabana Beis HaMikdash, woman's had several children, and then Mashiach comes, and we have a third Beis HaMikdash, she's going to come in, she's going to bring the number of carbonas that corresponds to the number of children. One doesn't cover all of them. What one carbon would cover is they'll make her tahora. Once she brings one set of carbonas, she's tahora. She doesn't have to. The first carbon, it's like a person became tamei five times. I touch five different shratzim, and then I go to mikvah once. I'm tahar. It's just more sibos for the same tumah. So in terms of tahara, you bring one set of karbanos, you're tahara. But in terms of how many karbanos is she chayav as chiyuv carbon, she's chayav separately for each child. So that's what Beis Hillel say b'shamay. So yom peyal, if you're maskim that you're chayav. So they already chayv a second one. So what's the difference between Yom Pe'alef and Orl Pe'alef? Lil Pe'alef. Im Shiva lo lutuma lishva lo carbon. What does that mean? So Pashashah, what that means is if you're the night and the day are the same for Tumma. How are they the same for Tumma? Because at the end of day 80 is her Har of Shemesh. Where we said she's a Tvulas Yom Aruch. She went to Mikvah after 14 days of Tumma. And she was a Tvulas Yom for 66 days. The end of day 80 is her Har of Shemesh, and now the night of Pe'alv, she's already Mechuseres Kippurim. She's already permitted to eat Truma the night of Pe'alv. And the day of Pe'alv, she's permitted to eat Truma even before she brings her carbon. So the Beis Hillel is saying to Beis Shammai, the night and the Pe'alv, day of Pe'alv. Either way, she's Mechuseres Kippurim. In terms of Tumah V'Tahara, it's all the same. There should be all the same for carbon also. So our Gemara pauses it right there. Our Gemara says, well, let's jump in. We're interested in the dictionary issue, the lexicography. What's the word or means? Ah, see that line? Shmamina aruto. You see that or means night? Shmamina. The Tosis makes a comment about the back and forth. You wonder, Taka, what's Pshat and Beis Shammai? So Basil made a good point. And what's Pshat and Beis Shammai? What's Pshat and Beis Shammai? So Beis Shammai responds. Our Gemara didn't quote it. But Beis Shammai responds, Lo, im amartim b'mapelas yom shmon v'yachad, sheken yatzel l'shah shiru'uya l'haviv bakar. But it's true, she's already mechuseres kippurim the night of Lavad Aleph, but she can't bring her carbon yet. You can't bring your carbon at night. You can only bring carbonos during the day. So Beis Shammai say it's not all the same. Once she gets to Yom Pe'alev, she could and should be bringing her carbon. She didn't get around to it yet. But she taka is chayevis b'carbon. She taka is chayevis b'carbon. So the Rav points out is what Beis Shammai are arguing. Is you're not roy to bring your carbon until the morning. It's not just that the night before, I really should bring a carbon the night of Pe'alev, but you can't because there's a general din, Yom Brit Karbonos at night, Yom Tzavosa, which we're going to see more of in the upcoming sugya as well. So you see from Beis Shammai, no. And Beis Shammai are saying it's two separate things. Tahara, for Tahara, the boundary is at night, Har of Shemesh. Now it's ready. It's Leil Pe'alef. She's a. Oh, she ready to have a Har of Shemesh. She's in Mechuseres Kippurim. She's no longer Tvulas Yom. But for carbon, the two steps, the Torah talks about the malos, the set of days that needs to be completed. Yom malos yimei tahara. So the, you see from Beis Shammai, there are two separate malosim. There's the malos for tumah and tahara, and the malos for carbon. The malos for tumah, that's what Beis Hillel said, the malos for tumah is completed at the end of day 80. Once you enter the night of day 81, she's no longer tefulas yom, now she's mechuseres kippurim. And Beis Shammai said it's very nice, but we're not talking about tumah, we're talking about carbon. And the malos for the carbon only is completed in the morning, because she cannot bring her carbon at night. And it's not just a technical detail. Oh, really, she should bring carbon the night of 81, but no, she can't because it's nighttime. No, the zman carbon doesn't arrive until the morning. The zman carbon doesn't arrive until the morning. Interesting. And as a matter of fact, that's what our Tosas seems to say also. The top Tosas, it just tells you briefly, Chazru Beis Hillel Mizeh Hatam Mitshuvasam Shel Beis Shammai. Even though the Mishnah says what our Gemara quotes, that Beis Hillel gave a reason for their Shita, that, well, if the Malos for Tumah is over, when the night of 81 starts, the Malos for Carbon should begin then, but Beis Hillel backed off, Mitshuvasam Shel Beis Shammai, because of Beis Shammai's response. V'tamayu could decide in Parakam, it decreases, O Labas, L'Rabbos Or L'Shmonu V'yachad. What Tosa is saying? Tosa is saying the old Taka Beis Shammai Svara is a good Svara. It's a very good Svara. Our Gemara didn't quote it because it wasn't relevant to the discussion about the definition of the word Ar. But fundamentally, Beis Shammai's Svara, which appears in the Mishnah Krisis, is such a good Svara that Beis Hillel's only response was, we have a Drasha. Taka is a good Svara, but we found a Drasha that says not to work with that Svara. Adin, all of us adrasha to tell me that Mapelas or the Payalov, you're ready to bring a new carbon. So what emerges from all this, number one, Emir Tashem, at some point in the future, and Halavai very soon, women will be bringing carbon as Yoles once again, and they will be bringing the number, not just one carbon, one set of carbons makes you tar, but in terms of the chi of carbon, it's going to be the number of however many children she has had. And as you see from, again, this is not the original source, other source as well, but we learn from here, it's the number of live births as well as the number of miscarriages. All require karbanos. And we're seeing that both Beis Shammai and in principle Beis Hillel also agree, the two steps we talk about, the Torah talks about the malos, the malos yimei tahara, there are two different malosim. There's a malos for tumah, and that ends at the end of day 80. And then the malos for karban, the number of days she needs to go through in order to be ready for the carbon, that only ends at the end of the night of 81. And that's why Beis Shammai say she can only become chayv in a new carbon if the second birth or miscarriage happened day 81 or later. And Beis Hillel say we have a drasha to tell us not like that. So that's the sugi of Yoledes, which is fascinating in its own right, in addition to coming out with Yisodos in terms of Tumah and Tahara and Tvul Yom and Mechusa Kippurim, we're going to see that some of these svaras are going to come up in the upcoming sugya. And let's take some questions, and then let's dive into the next piece of Gemara. Questions, yeah? I need a book anyway. Please. You got it. You need to leave, take care of something important, by all means. So the next piece of Gemara, the last major chunk the last large chunk, in the discussion of the definition of Or, so this takes us to, from the world of Tataris to the world of Kachim. The world of Kachim, of Karbanos, and specifically of Achilas Karbanos. But let's back up a little bit in terms of basic ideas you need to have for life, for learning, and specifically for this sugya. A quick show of hands, how many of you had a chance to take a look at the Mishnayos and Hazel Makomon? Fantastic. I both think you should do that every single day. Right. If not on a week, and not on a daily basis, at least on a weekly basis. In terms of the chiyuv of saying karbanos, in terms of unashal parmas afaseinu, in terms of trying to compensate for our lack of physically bringing karbanos by learning about the karbanos, so that for that at least you would want to say the parsha of Tamid every morning, and the Mishnah of Ola, Mishnah Dalet, because the carbon Tamid, was an ola. All the carpenters to need him were carbon ola. On a day that you bring a musaf, other than Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yantiv, Chomor, it makes sense to include the Mishnah Gimel as well. Chatas Hatzibur Vayachin. Elhein Chatas Hatzibur, Siri Rosh Chodesh Mishal Mordos. On a daily basis, at the very least, the Jew ought to be saying the Parsha of Tamid, Tzavis Ben Yisrael, and the Mishnah of Ola. And it's Kedai to make your way through, even if you don't have time for all of Karbanos, to at least make your way through Ezel Makoman as well. If you don't have time every day, I would suggest a weekly cycle. Once you're saying the Mishnah of Ola every day, there are 8 Mishnahs altogether in Ezel Makoman. You're saying the Mishnah of Ola every day, to say one other Mishnah every day of the week. Let's say Sunday you say Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Dal. And Monday you say Mishnah Beis Mishnah Dal. Okay. Tuesday Gimel Dal. Wednesday Dal and Hey. Thursday Dal and Vav. Over the course of the week, at least you're chazrin all Ezel Makoman once a week. Not a halacha, but certainly Eitzah Tova Kamashmalan. The ABCs of Karbanos. They're remarkable Mishnais. The Gaon already pointed out that the structure of those Mishnais, as you see, is very unique. They're highly structured. No Machloka is very highly structured. The language of the Chulim and HaKoam, they're remarkable Mishnais. And a couple of things that emerged. So number one, you saw is you learned those Mishnais. So what's the major categorization of Karbanos? There are a lot of many different types of Karbanos. Chatas, Ola, Asham, Shlomim, Toda, and so forth, but what's the? They're all divided into which two groups? Fantastic. Kachim, kachim, and kachim, kal. Now you have the more holy and the less holy. All karbanos are holy, but some are holier than others, holier than thou. And some karbanos are holier than others. And so, what are the examples of the kachim, kachim?
The ola.
The ola, good. What else? Asham, good. And one other major one that actually appears across several Mishnayos is the Chatas. The first three Mishnayos in the Zeh Makom are all about Chatas, because first you have the Chatos of Pinyos, Yom Kippur, other Chatos Pinyos, and then Mishnah Gimel is sort of the standard Chatas Chitzon that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So you have Chatas is a Kachet Kachem, and Ola is a Kachet Kachem, Mishnah Dalet, and Asham is a Kachet Kachem, Mishnah Hei. Also mentioned Zivchei Shalom Yitzibur. Once a year in Shavuot you bring a shlamim by the tzibur, which is very rare. It also stands to kachim. Kachim, carbon mincha does not appear in Ezel Makoman. Carbon mincha also generally treated as a kachim kachim. Okay, but within the world of carbonos behema, which is the focus of Ezel Makoman, so the three major kachim kachim are chatas ola asham. Kachim kachim. As opposed to what's some of the kachim kalam? Shlamim? Yeah, what else? Everything else from shlam, from Karm Pesach, Bechor, Meiser, Toda, El Nazir. They're all variations on the Shlam. Okay, so you have the Chatas Ola Asham, your typical Kachem Kachem, and then you have the Shlamim and its variations, Toda, El Nazir, Bechor, Meiser, Pesach, they're all Kachem Kalim. How can you tell that these are more holy, those are less holy? How can you tell? Who eats it? Where the shechta? Very good. And so in chronological order, the first difference is, where do you shecht it? For all the animal karbanos, so there's the four, the Tanam point out based on the psukim, that there are many steps to every animal karban, but there are four steps that are absolutely critical, that must happen for the karban to be kosher. That's called the dalet, is very important to know, the dalet avodas hadam. The Dal Avonos Adam, Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, shechting the animal, and that's step number one. The second step is Kabbalah, catching the blood in a holy Kli Sharis. And the third step is Holacha, walking the Dam over to the Mizbech. And finally, the fourth step is Zrika, is applying the Dam to the Mizbech. The specifics of how you apply it, as you see in the Mishnah, is vary. The Karban Chas, you put it on with your finger. Most of the karbanos you toss it, some of the karbanos you pour it, but matan dam, you usually call it zrika. Shchita, you gotta know these four. You have dal avos hadam, shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. Ultimately, what they're doing, the ultimate purpose, overall purpose, the dal avos hadam, is to extract, to isolate the chelek mizbeach, the chelek avoa, the dam, and bring and apply it to the mizbeach. That's your shachtin, and that releases the dam, and then you catch it, and you walk it over, and you apply the dam to the be'ah. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. That's why, let's say, a carbon mincha also, because of that conceptual explanation, the essence of the dam of osadam is extracting, isolating the chelak avoa and bringing it to the mizbeach. That's why there's a parallel by carbon mincha also. We learn menachas. Even though there's no shchita, but there's kemitza. You take you have a whole flour carbon, you take one handful, you use your komets, and that's going to be burnt on mizbeach. Burning the komets is a parallel to zrika sadam. That's why the parallel to shchita is the kemitza. Taking the handful, that's the isolating, beginning of the process of isolating chelak avoa, you put it in a kli, you walk it over, hagasha, and then you burn it on mizbeach. And many, if you're again more involved in kachim, Dalva Sadam are very central throughout Maseches Zvachim from the very first Mishnah. You have even the opening Mishnah is about different types of ways you can passel a carbon just using by having improper intent. That improper intent typically has to happen during the Dalva Sadam. And those are the ones that are necessary for the carbon to be kosher. Ideally, for instance, many kabbalas are eaten, as we see here. Ideally, there are parts of the carbon that are burnt on Mizbech, but that's ideally. I can be yotze if I it was Rachman Litzlan, Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg. So Chil Shabbos is Chiyav Karis. To do Chiyav Karis B'Shogeg, you have to bring carbon chavos. So if I brought carbon chavos based on Mikdash, and they never ended up eating the Basara carbon, I was still yotze on Chiyav carbon chavos. It wasn't done ideally. I was yotze. I don't have to bring another carbon. If I brought carbon chavos, they never ended up burning the fats, the chelo and the zech, I was still yotze on Chiyav carbon chavos. It wasn't done properly. It wasn't done ideally. They weren't yotze mitzvah shlei musa. But I fulfilled my chiyuv. But if I brought carbon chatas and they never ended up doing they never ended up applying doing the matan dam on the mizbeach, then I'm not yotze at all. The dalavos adam, that is the core of the critical core, ma'akev core of avos hakarbonos. Dalavos adam shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. Where do these avos occur? So that's in terms of now going back, we're talking about kachem kachem versus kachem kalem. So the first difference between kachem kachem and kachem kalem is where can I do specifically shchita and kabbalah sadam. Obviously, holocha and zrika happens on the way to mizbeach and at the mizbeach. But shchita and kabbalah, I have the whole. You've seen pictures before. The Beis HaMikdash was an open air in the building. The Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal, that was the built-in Beis HaMikdash. It was surrounded by an open-air, fenced-in area. In the Mishkan, that was called the Chatzar, Chatzar HaMishkan. The Beis HaMikdash was called the Azara. And the Chatzar, or the Azara, that's where the bulk of Avodas HaKarbonos took place. So where in the Azara can I shech my carbon? Ah, exactly. So if it's Kachem Kalam, it's less Kadosh Karbon, Ashlamim, Makarim Pesach, it can be anywhere in the Azara. But if it's Kachem Kachem, so it could be only on the north side. North side is more chashev, probably because the north side is the right side. If you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you're facing west, so the north is on your right. So that's like Yamin. So the Kach HaKadoshim need to be, Shchita Kabbalah to be in the northern half of the Azara, on the right side. The Kach HaKadoshim can be anywhere. Number two, difference between Kach HaKadoshim and Kach HaKadoshim. Who eats it and where you eat it? Who eats it and where you eat it? By the Kachem Kalem, at least in principle, any Tahar Jew can eat it. And there's a chelik that's meant for the Kohanim, but overall, any Tahar Jew can eat it, and he can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. Anywhere in Yerushalayim is kadosh enough for Achilas Kachem Kalem. For instance, Karban Pesach. Right, Karban Pesach, any Tahar Jew, Kohen Levi Yisrael, could eat it, and throughout Yerushalayim. Even if you have, let's say, a carbon shlomim, there's a part of it that goes to the Kohanim, but the rest of it goes to any Tahar Jew, anywhere in Yerushalayim, and even the part that goes to Kohanim. They're going to eat it with their families anywhere in Yerushalayim. Whereas Kachem Kachem is only eaten in the Azara, and only eaten Lezichrei Kuhuna, the Mishnahs keep telling us. The Ola no one eats, but the Chatas and the Yasham is only Nechal Lezichrei Kuhuna, and only Lefnim Nakam in the Azara. Why is that? The Gemara Zvachim explains, those next two differences, who eats it and where the eating happens, has to do with the fact, the pasuk says, that by the chatas and the asher, by the kachakachim, the eating of the besar ha-karbon is like a chelek of the avoda. V'achlu oso asher kupar behem, the Gemara interprets, kohanim ochlim u'baylim miskaprim. Part of the kapara of the karbon comes from the achilas habasar. So just like you only can have a male kohen do kabbalas adam or zrikas adam, and only in the azara, so too the achilas besar achatas, the achilas besar ashen, the achilas besar kachakachim is like an avoda, only zikre kahuna and only in the azara. But by kachakalim, by karm pesach, by karm shlomim, it is a mitzvah achilas kachim. It's not a chilak the avoda. So it could be male or female, it could be a Kohen Levi Yisrael, and it could be anywhere in Yerushalayim. It doesn't have to be Dafka in the Azar. And then finally, one last difference between Kachem Kachem and Kachem Kalam. In addition to number one, where the Shechita and Kabbalah happen, Safon versus the whole Azara. Number two, who gets to eat it? Only Zichrei Kahuna, or both men and women in Kohen Levi Yisraelim. Number three, where you eat it? Only in the Azara, or throughout Yerushalayim, b'chol ha'ir, as the Mishnah is saying in Ezeh Makomon, the last difference doesn't always work. But most of the time, there's a difference in terms of how much time you have to eat it. For how, not only where you eat it and who eats it, but for how long you eat it. Kachem are always eaten for how long? One day, one night. Right? Let's say today is Monday. So imagine we had Beis HaMikdash. Imagine Beis HaMikdash right now. Imagine in Yerushalayim. And we would shech the carbon chatzis right now, Monday morning. We shech the carbon asham right now, Monday morning. So Kaham, can you eat the besar chatzis asham today, Monday, and tonight, Monday night. Tomorrow morning, tassel, lina, burn it. Too late, expired. Yom v'layla. So the day that you shecht it, and the following night, but the next morning already it is absolutely possible, has to be burnt. No, sir, has to be burnt. It cannot be eaten. Kachim kalim usually, not always, but usually you eat for how long? Kachim kalim, how long do you eat for? 2 days and one night. Shnei yamim v'layla echad. So if we're shechting a carbon shlamim today on a Monday morning, so we can eat it Monday day, Monday night, and Tuesday day until shkia. Tuesday day until shkia. The one I say it's not 100%. Nafkamina, because there's one exception. There's one kachem kalam that you also eat only yom v'layla, and that is the carbon toda ve'al nazir, is yom v'layla. That's a Rashi quotes from Chazal. That's a standard. It's a kachem kalam, but you only have a day and a night. Rashi quotes from Chazal. Yeah, that's the source for the whole idea of a sudas hoda. You have a whole animal, and you have all the bread that comes, the 40 loaves that come with the carbon toda, and you only have a day and night to eat it. Unlike the way kachem kalam usually work, but you're eating it. It doesn't have to be kohanim. It could be yisraelim also. What's going to happen? You're going to have to make a bigger seuda to finish it all off. And that's the source for that. That's a carbon toda. That's the source for seuda toda. The Torah is saying, bring many people. You want to give hodah to Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you, Rabbi Shmuel, to do it a Thanksgiving seuda needs to be the rabbin. That's the makkah, sudas hodah, that comes from this. That again, you appreciate that Rashi, once you understand that the fourth nafkamina, almost always between kachem kachem, kachem kalam, is the zman ha'achila, yom v'layla, or shrei yom v'layla. Then you say, hey, toda, it's a kachem kalam, but yet it's only yom v'layla, halo davarhu. That's what Chazal was struck by. How come the Torah has exerted a custom that a toda is a rule breaker, a toda is an outlier, it's a kachem kalam with the shortest zman? That's a mucker for this idea of sudas hadam. So again, the number we spoke about the dalav avos hadam. So the dalav avos hadam, and we spoke about the four nafkaminas between kachem kachem and kachem kalam. The makam hashchita va'kabbalah. The who eats it, where do you eat it, and generally when do you eat it? For how long do you eat it? And that. And again, the two options for how long you eat a karban are kachem kachem, again, always yom v'layla, Monday, Monday night, and kachem kachem typically Monday, Monday night, and then Tuesday day, shnei yamim v'layla echad. And that provides the backdrop for the next mesveh. Come, let's take a look. Now, with this in mind, you can begin to appreciate what's going on here at Daf Gimel. Let's, in the last couple minutes, let's at least see a little bit. Enough, at least, to be bothered by some kashas. Yachal nachal or l'shlishi. So the Braisa says, yachal is the way, the very common opening for mechilta, and some of the other midrash halacha. And the most famous midrash halacha opens with a yachal. What's the most famous midrash halacha in Judaism? Starts with the yachal. Most famous because it appears in the Haggadah. Yachal merash chodesh, a yachal. That yachal is a way of introducing the havamina. I would have thought this. So that's very common in some of the midrash halachas. Here also, yachal yeinechal or l'shlishi. Why not say that I can eat a kotche kalim Monday night, Tuesday night also? Why not eat it that night? Now, why should I have said that? So the Gemara, the Medrash goes on to explain what's the Havamina? So the Medrash says, let me explain to you why I'm surprised that's not Nechal L'Shnei Leilos. Let me explain to you why should I have said, ultimately we can say it's not true, and Mishnah say it's not true, but the Medrash says, let me explain to you why that's Shver. Why would I have thought there should be Nechal L'Shnei Yom V'Shnei Leilos? Why is it surprising that it's Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad? V'dinu! I should make a drasha. I should make a logical inference. Zavach Nechal Yom Echad U'Shlom Nechal V'Shnei Yomim. Well, a Zavach, a Chatas or an Asham, Kachin, you eat for one day. Shlom, you eat for 2 days. Zemala Halon Laila Echad Yom Afkan Laila Echad Yom. Well, by Hakachakachim, I get one day, and I get the following night. So here I have 2 days, so I should get the following nights. That was the Havamina. The Talmud Lomar, and such a good Havamina, that would have been true were it not for a special drasha. Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk had to say, B'yom zivchachem ye'achel umi macharas. You get to eat it on the day you shechted. If you shechted Monday, you get to eat Monday. Umi macharas the next day, Tuesday. The Hanosar Ad Yom HaShlishi. That's what the pasuk says. Yom HaShlishi. What's left over till day 3 is going to be burnt. So the Medrash Darshan's Ad Yom Beod Yom Hu Nechal. It's only as long that the language Hanosar Ad Yom HaShlishi. What did they say? Yom Hanosar Bi Yom HaShlishi. What's the Ad Yom HaShlishi? Odd, awkward formulation. So the additional layer of meaning, the Medrash says, is only ba'od yom, only for as long as it's still day. But once you hit the second night, ba'od yom u'necha e'necha ar l'shlishi. You're only on day 2, but once you hit the following night, you are out. Yacho yisarv miyad. They say, 1 second, if you can't eat it the second night, or shlishi, then we should burn it right away. So then the Medrash goes on to explain, no, the Pasuk says you don't burn, even though you can't eat it night 2, you don't burn it until day 3. So, Blineta will complete the Medrash tomorrow. And we'll see, the Gemara is going to point out, clearly, it's clear from context that Or Shlishi means the night of the third, not the day of the third. Another Raya that Or is Orta. But let me leave you with the following Kasha. The Medrash had said, well, we're not for the Pasuk, B'yom Zivrachem Uli Melcharaz, that word odd, I should have said that it's Nechal L'Shnei Yom L'Shnei Leilos based on the Mamatzinu from Kachay Kachim. Just like Kachay Kachim, you get the night after the day, so to here you get the night after the day. That was the Havamina. Let me ask you a very simple Kasha. Why not just say, By Kachim Kachim, you get 2 12-hour periods, 2 onos. And by Kachim Kachim, you get 3 onos, 3 12-hour periods. Why is it so self-evident And the best way to organize it is you always get the night after the day. Why don't you say here you get 24 hours, and then you get 36 hours. Here you get 2 onos, and then you get 3 onos. Well, why is it so obvious? It was such a davar pashut that the way to make the mamatzinu from kachim kachim to kachim kalim is you won't actually get the night after it. Akadekach, we need a drasha. Why is that so self-evident? Why don't you say, here you get 2 onos, and then you get 3 onos, and then the whole discussion doesn't even get started. So the medrash would have its way, the dinu, to explain the svara of the havamina. But that svara is tall and dear. We're going to try to work on that, and we're going to see, in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, that in working on that havamina, you'll not only get clarity, hopefully, into what's going on in this medrash, you might even get clarity into a mysterious minhag of Rashi, about Afiyas Matzos that has particular relevance to this year. We have an era of Pesach Chalulias B'Shabbos.